Thanks for listening to Nevada Talk Network, the one place where Nevada comes to talk. Some programming broadcast on the Nevada Talk Network is pre-recorded in whole or in part for later playback by electronic transcription. Your feedback is always welcome by emailing nevadatalknet@gmail.com or at facebook.com/Nevada Talk Network. Thanks for listening to this radio station, the one place where Nevada comes to talk.
There is good news. We will recover. We will thrive if we act now. I'm Sam Peters, and I'm running to be your congressman in Nevada's District 4. I'm not a professional politician. I'm a 20-year military veteran and a successful business owner. I know how to balance a budget, secure a border, and help President Trump revive our economy. Nevada, we need a congressman who will work for you. I can help. Join SamPetersForCongress.com. Remember, Sam Peters, the number 4, Congress.com. I approve this message.
Paid for by the committee to elect Sam Peters.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media.
You are Look fake news.
A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out.
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press. A show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four,
ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
I'm going to beat Joe Biden.
Oh, wow. Yeah. You just never know what will come out of the mouth of Joe Biden, the presumptive nominee of the Democrat Party. Good to have you with us. Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It is live and local now. Big hearing up on Capitol Hill. You know, with all the stuff going on around us, a pandemic, and we got rioting in the streets. And now we've got a U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee hearing. Rod Rosenstein.
You're a line dog faced pony soldier.
I know. And Rosenstein, of course, signed off on the FISA requests. And this is fascinating. I want to go to the opening statements of Lindsey Graham and Dianne Feinstein. And then eventually, hopefully, if we have time, we'll get to Rod Rosenstein. Here it is from earlier this morning in our nation's capital.
I don't know what it is, but let it be said, the air conditioning in the Senate works. Thank you all. We're going to have a hearing today about all things Crossfire Hurricane and the Mueller investigation. We'll have 5-minute rounds, and as usual, I'll try to make sure you're not cut off at 5 minutes and finish your thought. And I appreciate all the participation. Mr. Rosenstein, thank you very much for coming to the committee voluntarily, and we appreciate your service to our country and your participation in the hearing today. And I'll try to do a pretty short opening statement, Senator Feinstein, then we'll get right to the witness. So why are we here? I think we have a clip that I'd like to play now. This is of Mr. Rosenstein, May 1st, 2018.
It really does illustrate, though.
Wait a minute. Turn it up. Stop.
The distinction between the way we operate in the department, and we make mistakes. That's not to say we're flawless, but the way we operate in the Department of Justice, if we're going to accuse somebody of wrongdoing, we have to have admissible evidence, credible witnesses. We need to be prepared to prove our case in court. And we have to affix our signature to the charging document. That's something that not everybody appreciates. Now, there's a lot of talk about FISA applications. And many people that I see talking about it seem not to recognize what a FISA application is. A FISA application is actually a warrant, just like a search warrant. In order to get a FISA search warrant, you need an affidavit signed by a career federal law enforcement officer who swears that the information in the affidavit is true and correct to the best of his knowledge and belief. And that's the way we operate. And if it's wrong, sometimes it is, if you find out there's anything incorrect in there, that person is going to face consequences. Sometimes there are innocent errors, but if not, you can face discipline or potentially even prosecution. So.
Well, thank you. That was delivered at the Freedom Forum by Mr. Rosenstein, May of 2018, and you described the way the system's supposed to work. And what brings us here is the fact it didn't work that way. We know now, based on the Horowitz report that was delivered to this committee in December 2019, that the FISA warrant application process did not work the way Mr. Rosenstein described it in 2018. What do we know? We know that exculpatory information was withheld from the court. We know, according to Mr. Horowitz, without the Steele dossier, paid for by the Democratic Party, prepared by a former British agent working with a Russian subsource, without that dossier, there would have been no warrant issued against Carter Page. We also now know that an email was doctored to get the FISA warrant by a lawyer at the FBI. So why are we here? We're trying to find out how that happened. We're trying to find out how Crossfire Hurricane got so off script. And our desire is to make sure it never happens again. Every American should be concerned by the fact that the Inspector General found criminal wrongdoing, abuse of power, and a warrant application against Carter Page, an advisor to the Trump campaign, and we're here to try to find out who knew what when. Find out, did Mr. Rosenstein, did you know that the subsource disavowed the dossier in January 2017 to the FBI? It says a bunch of bar talk and hearsay. Did you know that the FBI lawyer doctored an email showing a relationship between Mr. Page and the CIA? He changed it where there was no relationship. Did you know that? And if you didn't know it, why? And we're going to ask everybody who signed the warrant, did you know? And if you didn't know, why? And now that you know, do know, how do you feel about it? And I want the country to understand that the Mueller investigation was allowed to go forward with bipartisan support. I remember Senator Coons and Booker coming to me and Senator Grassley and Senator Tillis saying, let's make sure that Mueller can do his job without interference. The president was pretty hot when it came to the Mueller investigation. And we came up with legislation to protect the general counsel from being dismissed without cause. To let the country know, let the president know, it was important for Mueller to do his job. Now it's important to find out what the hell happened. How could it gotten to be where it wound up being? What evidence, if any, was there in May of 2017 when Mueller was appointed by Mr. Rosenstein that anybody on the Trump campaign was colluding with the Russians? Was there a lawful predicate to appoint Mueller to begin with? And we'll be looking at that. And we'll be looking at how the warrant was signed over and over by the highest ranking officials in this country and given to a FISA court on four different occasions over a period of months, and it was full of lies and criminally altered. I hope you want to know that. I sure do.
That's Lindsey Graham. Lindsey Graham, the chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee. They are still, even as we speak, Richard Blumenthal is questioning Rod Rosenstein, the deputy, former deputy director of the Justice Department. We'll get to more on this. We'll hear from Dianne Feinstein. We'll hear from the witness himself, Rod Rosenstein. That's all coming up. We got a whole bunch of, by the way, today's show is going to be just crazy. I mean, we're going to be moving fast. Chuck Muth will join us just after 10 o'clock. Megan Barth from ReaganBabe.com, she'll join us. And we're going to continue our series of special reports on small businesses making a difference all across the state of Nevada. We'll do that a little bit later on. So stick around. More to do as we continue. It is live and local now.
Hi, this is Diamond and Silk. If you can see mountains in Nevada, listen to Kevin Wall on the Nevada Talk Network.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Are you in need of a healthcare program? Well, you're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with memberships starting as early as the following month. And there are no contracts or commitments. Programs start as low as $199 per month, and there's no network. So you can choose your own doctors and hospitals. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry, not insurance. So your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing that you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
Our U.S. Constitution is amazing. It's full of what's called negative rights, designed to protect us from the corrupt powers of a dictatorship.
Like our right to worship our own God, not some official state religion.
Our right to prevent the government from seizing our property without paying fair market value for it.
Or our right to be tried by a jury of our peers, people like us, not by some star tribunal.
And that's why America has become the richest, most just society in the world.
Other countries force so-called positive rights onto their citizens. These enable one group to take from another group their free speech, money, and choice by using government force. Socialists love wielding this power over people.
Sometimes we take our freedoms for granted, but we can lose our Bill of Rights and our Constitution and become like Venezuela or North Korea, failed, brutal socialist regimes.
We need your help to spread the good news about our amazing U.S. Constitution. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
For years now, you've heard me talking about Real Water. Hey, Kevin Wall here. I just can't get over the clean, smooth taste and how great it makes me feel. I won't drink anything else. But there's more than just great taste to Real Water. There's real science behind why it's so good. It's infused with negative ions, which basically means it has a bunch of extra electrons. You see, those negative ions help you hydrate on a cellular level and provide a powerful antioxidant effect. I told my friends Brent and Amy, the owners of Real Water, that I wanted to offer my listeners a special on Real Water, and they agreed. So here's the deal. Go to Amazon and search Real Water. It's the blue rectangular bottle that says Real Water. Add it to your cart, and when you proceed to checkout, there'll be a coupon section. Put in 10WALL. That's the number 10WALL, all caps, no spaces, and you'll receive a 10% discount. It doesn't get much better than that. Great tasting Real Water with all its beneficial properties delivered right to your door. I know you'll love it. Trust me. You will taste and feel this difference.
Let us know what's on your mind. Email NevadaTalkNet@gmail.com or call 775-293-1875.
Let's stick together.
Did you see Al Green? Not the singer. No. Wrong Al Green, Wyatt. This is the Al Green that's wearing a black face mask that says, I can't breathe. And he's wearing it around the Capitol and on the floor. of the United States House of Representatives. tell me that doesn't scare you. By the way, this hour of Live and Local Now brought to you by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable health care option that allows you to enroll any time of the year. Just $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and $529 for a family. That's mom and dad and all the kids. Call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or check it out at libertyhealthshare.org/KevinWall. I want to take you back, and we'll pick up where Lindsey Graham left off. Lindsey Graham is the chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee. They are quizzing Rod Rosenstein, the former deputy director. Let's go back to Lindsey Graham.
And I want the country to understand that the Mueller investigation was allowed to go forward with bipartisan support. I remember Senator Coons and Booker coming to me and Senator Grassley and Senator Tillis saying, let's make sure that Mueller can do his job without interference. The president was pretty hot when it came to the Mueller investigation. And we came up with legislation to protect the general counsel from being dismissed without cause, to let the country know, let the president know, it was important for Mueller to do his job. Now it's important to find out what the hell happened. How could it gotten to be where it wound up being? What evidence, if any, was there in May of 2017 when Mueller was appointed by Mr. Rosenstein that anybody on the Trump campaign was colluding with the Russians? Was there a lawful predicate to appoint Mueller to begin with? And we'll be looking at that. And we'll be looking at how the warrant was signed over and over by the highest ranking officials in this country and given to a FISA court on four different occasions over a period of months. And it was full of lies and criminally altered. I hope you want to know that. I sure do. And you got to remember the people running the Mueller investigation are the same people that were running Crossfire Hurricane, at least until they got fired. So the warrant application that Mr. Rosenstein signed in June of 2017, the last application against Carter Page, who prepared the application? Remember Strzok and Page? March 3rd, 2016? God, Trump is a loathsome human being. Strzok, oh my God, he's an idiot. Strzok, God, Hillary should win $100 million to nothing. These are the people in charge of the Mueller investigation. The FBI lawyer who altered the email after the election said, Viva la resistance. This is the FBI lawyer in charge of overseeing the Mueller investigation. And finally, on August 8, 2016, Page says to Strzok, he's not ever going to become president, right? Strzok, no, he won't. We'll stop it. This is why we're here. We're going to get to the bottom of all this. And we did a lot together when it came to Russian interference in our election. We had hearings, the modus operandi and the toolbox of Russia and other autocracies for undermining democracy throughout the world. Russian interference in the 2016 election, May 2017. Extremist content and Russian disinformation online, October 2017. Protecting our elections, examining shell companies and virtual currencies as avenues for foreign interference, June 2018. Cyber threats are in our national against our national critical infrastructure, August 2018. We have looked at Russia's role in the election. Now we're going to look at the Mueller investigation. And we're going to look hard. And we're going to see if what Mr. Rosenstein said at the start of this hearing comes true. That if somebody corrupts the process, that if somebody lies to the court, they face discipline, or maybe criminal prosecution. You described Mr. Rosenstein the way it should work. And you gave us an indication of what happens if it doesn't work that way. Well, what will happen? There are millions of Americans pretty upset about this. There are people on our side of the aisle who believe that this investigation, Crossfire Hurricane, was one of the most corrupt, biased criminal investigations in the history of the FBI, and we would like to see something done about it. Mr. Durham is looking at the criminality part. What is our job? Our job is to explain to the American people what the Russians were up to, and we did that together. Our job was to give Mr. Mueller the chance to do his work, and he did. Now it's our job to take the Horowitz report that showed 17 violations of the FISA warrant applications against Carter Page and try to explain how that happened and shed light on the fact that it did happen and hope the system will respond. What are we going to be looking at? We're going to be looking at General Flynn's case. We're going to be looking at the fact on January the 4th, 2017, the field office in Washington, D.C., said that there's no longer justification for General Flynn to be considered part of Crossfire Hurricane. We're going to be looking at the Mueller appointment in May of 2017 to see if there was a crime worthy of being investigated. Was there any there? We're going to look backward so that we can move forward. We're going to hold people accountable. If you don't like Trump, fine. But this is not about liking Trump or not liking Trump. This is about us as a nation. We're talking about the nominee for president on the Republican side and his campaign being under continual investigation. We're talking about warrants being issued after the president was sworn in. We're talking about a two-year investigation that spent $25 to $30 million turned people's lives upside down to see if it should have ever happened to begin with. We're going to be talking about how it got off the rails, who's responsible for getting off the rails, and making sure that they're punished appropriately and the system is changed so in the future, no other candidate for president, no other sitting president has to go through this. That's why we're here. It's going to take a while, but we will not be deterred in our effort to get to the bottom of what I think was a very major abuse of power.
There you have it, Lindsey Graham. He's the chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee. They're examining Rod Rosenstein, the former deputy attorney general in the Trump administration, and the guy that signed off on a bunch of these FISA warrants. It's really sad that it's had to come to this. Want to remind you, major news coming to this radio station and this show on Friday officially, but we're making changes, changes. We'll tell you a little bit more about that as we go along. I'm Kevin Wall, so good to have you with us. It's live and local now. Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again.
What does it mean to be an American? Just what are our American values? Working hard to succeed. Loving God, country, and family. Being honest, strong, and compassionate.
Supporting our Constitution and recognizing that we are blessed to be living in America, the greatest country in the world.
Our Bill of Rights protects us, our freedoms of worship, speech, and privacy, our right to own firearms, our right to trial by jury,
our right to be free, to live our own lives without some bureaucrat telling us what to do. Most countries don't have these rights.
Want to know more? It's all there in the book. Get your own free book, The U.S. Constitution and the Declaration of Independence. Then read it again, and this time share it with your friends. Our great Constitution is the basis of all of our freedoms, our inalienable rights. Get your own copy at freeusbook.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
8 days after the death of George Floyd while in Minneapolis police custody, protests last night in cities around the country stayed largely peaceful. This is the sound of protesters outside Trump Tower in New York City last evening. There were stricter curfews in many cities and still less rioting than in previous nights. President Trump says he will move this year's GOP convention from Charlotte, North Carolina, to another venue where a normal full-capacity convention can be held. That after North Carolina's Democratic Governor Roy Cooper said again last night that he can't guarantee the August event plan for Charlotte would be at full capacity because of the coronavirus. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Unique items for strange times. That's PatriotDepot.com. For instance, when you and your friend are playing your favorite drinking games via social media while listening to Joe Biden babble about nothing, you can win in style with your Trump 45 bullet shot glass and then cope with that hangover by pouring some coffee in your Trump camper mug. PatriotDepot.com is the place to find these and more. Remember promo code USA. They even have the Trump lawn gnome to keep you company. This is the site for all of your favorite MAGA merchandise. So many other exciting products are at PatriotDepot.com or call 844-377-8052 using the promo code USA for a great discount. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. And don't forget the promo code USA.
Off-season changes have Johnson optimistic. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Today, midday.
Join Motor Racing Network every Tuesday night for NASCAR Live. Get the latest news and exclusive interviews from the biggest names in the sport.
This is not a retirement from driving race cars. This is slowing down from 38 weekends a year.
Hear the thoughts and opinions from NASCAR insiders and much more.
Everybody was thinking, well, you know, this team's going to make a little bit of noise early, and then they're going to fade out, and a lot of people predicted they wouldn't even make it to Homestead.
It's NASCAR Live every Tuesday evening at 7 Eastern on the Motor Racing Network.
And now a game of Commercial Chicken, brought to you by Progressive, where we see how long Flo can go without talking about insurance. Ready? Go.
Oh, hi. Okay, guess we should talk about something. Kind of tough to be put on the spot. Not sure what to say. But I know what I'm definitely not talking about. Drivers who switch to Progressive can save big!
Okay, you win. We can't help but save customers money. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Jimmy Johnson finished third on Sunday in Bristol, his best finish of the season and fourth top 10 finish in the opening nine events. The seven-time champion states that a new Chevy Camaro design for this season, along with a still relatively new crew chief in Cliff Daniels, as the reasons for the early success.
When the lockdown and quarantine started, we had momentum on our side, and I was really bummed that we couldn't see that through. And to sit on ice for 8-9 weeks, whatever it ended up being, and come back and really actually be stronger than we were before the lockdown happened is really a testament to everybody at Hendrick and the leadership that Cliff on Cliff's side and what he's doing with these crew guys.
Daniels moved into the crew chief role last summer at Watkins Glen. See more at MRN.com. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Today Midday on the Motor Racing Network.
Let us know what's on your mind. Email NevadaTalkNet@gmail.com or call 775-293-1875.
My name's Joe Biden. I'm
crazy.
I'm going to beat Joe Biden.
Crazy.
If you have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump, and you ain't black.
Crazy.
My name's Joe Biden. I'm a Democratic candidate for the United States Senate. Look me over. If you like what you see, help out. If not, vote for the other guy. Give me a look, though, okay?
Crazy for thinking.
You're a lying dog-faced pony soldier.
I'm crazy for trying and crazy for crying. And I'm crazy for loving you.
So good to have you with us. It just gets, it keeps getting crazier and crazier. We are monitoring the Senate Judiciary Committee in their hearing of Rod Rosenstein. I want you to hear, this is, in fact, we'll go right to Dianne Feinstein with questioning for Rod Rosenstein. Here it is.
As you have made abundantly clear, we are here at your request to examine Crossfire Hurricane. That's the FBI investigation into Russian election interference and ties to the Trump campaign. Let me begin with a bit of history. The president has long claimed that the investigation of his campaign was a witch hunt and a hoax, and has demanded that his allies, quote, investigate the investigators, end quote, and other Obama-era officials, including Joe Biden. As support for this claim, the president and his allies point to errors identified by DOJ Inspector General Michael Horowitz in FISA surveillance on former Trump campaign aide Carter Page. Inspector General Horowitz did, in fact, identify serious errors in the handling of the Carter Page FISA application. A broader FISA audit revealed that many of these problems are unfortunately widespread. This needs to be fixed, and efforts to do so are already underway in the FBI, Congress, and the FISA court itself. But contrary to the president's claims that his campaign was unfairly targeted, Inspector General Horowitz found no evidence of political or anti-Trump bias in the Crossfire Hurricane investigation. I've watched this IG carefully now since 2012, that's 8 years, and find him to be independent and believable. And Inspector General Horowitz also confirmed that the opening of the investigation into possible ties between the Trump campaign and Russia was, in fact, justified. As Horowitz's report explains, Australian officials informed the FBI in late July 2016 that Trump campaign advisor George Papadopoulos was told in April that Russia was willing to, quote, assist the campaign, meaning assist the Trump campaign, by anonymously releasing dirt on Clinton in the form of, quote, thousands of emails, end quote. The FBI learned this 1 week after WikiLeaks had released 20,000 emails that Russia had hacked from the computers of the Democratic National Committee. The hacks by Russia and the possibility that the Trump campaign knew of Russia's plans to use the stolen emails to interfere in the 2016 election created a counterintelligence concern that the FBI was obligated to investigate. I think everybody'd recognize that. That counterintelligence investigation eventually became the Mueller investigation. When in May 2017, Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein appointed Bob Mueller as special counsel after the president fired FBI Director James Comey. Mueller's investigation revealed, quote, sweeping and systematic, end quote, interference by Russia in the 2016 election, That should cause every one that's American some deep concern. Significantly, the special counsel investigation determined that the Russian government, quote, perceived it would benefit from a Trump presidency and worked to secure the outcome, end quote. That's from the Mueller Report, Volume 1, Page 1. The investigation uncovered more than 120 contacts between the Trump campaign and individuals linked to Russia, revealing that the Trump campaign knew about, welcomed, and, quote, expected it would benefit electorally, end quote, from Russia's interference. And the investigation established that individuals associated with the Trump campaign lied to Congress, the special counsel, and the American people about their contacts with Russia. IG Horowitz confirmed that none of the FISA errors his investigation uncovered call into question, quote, any part of the special counsel's report, end quote. And today's witness, Mr. Rosenstein, has said that the special counsel investigation was, quote, justified, end quote, and, quote, an important investigation, end quote. Unfortunately, the president and his allies have been trying to rewrite the special counsel's findings since the day they were released. But ignoring or excusing what happened in 2016 is really very dangerous. It puts American democracy and national security at risk. FBI Director Wray has confirmed that Russia continues to interfere and that its attempt to influence the 2020 election, quote, a significant counterintelligence threat, end quote. Special Counsel Mueller also warned that Russian interference was happening, quote, as we sit here, end quote. Yet instead of denouncing foreign interference, President Trump has encouraged and even demanded it. In a televised interview following the Mueller report, President Trump said there was, quote, nothing wrong, end quote, with foreign governments offering political dirt on an opponent, and that he would, quote, take it, end quote, likely without informing the FBI. The president publicly called on China to investigate Joe Biden, his rival, in the 2020 election. That's in 10-3-19 remarks of the president. And the president abused presidential authority by withholding critical United States military aid and an Oval Office meeting in an effort to pressure Ukraine's president into announcing an investigation of Joe Biden. Unfortunately, it appears that Senate Republicans now plan to spend the next several months bolstering the president's attack on the Russia investigation and his Democratic nominee, Democrat Joe Biden. Congress should not conduct politically motivated investigations designed to attack or help any presidential candidate, Mr. Chairman, period. This would be true at any time, but even more so now, as our nation confronts the brutal police killing of George Floyd and its aftermath, and remains in the middle of a public health and economic crisis. Thank you.
Thank you very much, sir.
There you have it. The Senate Judiciary Committee, chaired by Lindsey Graham, and the ranking member that you just heard was Dianne Feinstein. When we come back, we're going to let you hear some of the testimony of Rod Rosenstein, and we'll get his side of the story. That's all coming up. In fact, we'll take a quick break and then come back live and local. Now.
Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again. The official radio stations of the Vegas Golden Knights.
I'm Byron Bergeron, and I'm a lawyer. Now, I know that people don't like lawyers, but think of it like this. I'm here to level the playing field so you get a fair shake. Let me give you an example. You get into a wreck. Your insurance company wants you to think it represents you and its priority is your best interest. You know, good hands. The truth is, its priority is its checkbook and its shareholders. If it's to their advantage, they will throw you under the bus so fast, you'll think the mayhem guy in the TV commercial is driving. I have only one client, you, and I can keep these companies in line because I have only one shareholder to answer to, me. I answer my own phone. I return my own phone calls, and other than my wife and two babies, the most important people in the world are my clients. 775-229-3736. 775-229-3736. When you need the field leveled so you can get a fair shake, call me.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-712-8087. 800-712-8087. 800-712-8087. That's 800-712-8087.
Thanks for listening to Nevada Talk Network, where Nevada comes to talk. Our programming originates from the beautiful Georgetown Ranch in Ely, Nevada, over KELY AM 1230. For over 70 years, the news source for White Pine County. In Sparks, Reno, and Carson City, you're listening to KNNR 1400 AM. In Battle Mountain, you're listening to KNNT 98.5 FM. In Hawthorne, Nevada, you're hearing us on KAVB 98.7 FM. In Fallon, you're listening to KNVR 102.5 FM. In the Amargosa Valley, you're hearing us over KPKK 101.1 FM. And in Pahrump, you're listening to us on KPVM Television, channel 25.6. Thanks for listening to the Nevada Talk Network, where Nevada comes to talk.
Are payday loans ruining your life? Do you want control over your money again? If you have two or more payday loan cash advances, listen closely. You may be eligible for a program payday loan companies don't want you to know about. A program that may help get aggressive and unfair payday loan companies out of your bank account and get you back on track to financial freedom. Payday loan companies may trap you into paying outrageously high interest rates, and they take way too much of your hard-earned money every week. We understand their tactics and know how to keep them off your back. We'll fight hard to help you regain control of your money. If you have two or more payday loan cash advances, call right now for a free consultation.
800-380-4429. 800-380-4429. 800-380-4429. That's 800-380-4429.
Let us know what's on your mind. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/NevadaTalkNet, or visit our website, nvtalk.com.
As we speak, the Clark County Commission. Yeah, the Clark County Commission. Oh, go. Can I go ahead? Okay. Even as we speak, the Clark County Commission is meeting, an emergency meeting of the Clark County Commission to deal with the violence down on the Strip and elsewhere. Want to go back to Rod Rosenstein. Rod Rosenstein is testifying before the Senate Judiciary Committee, and this is the review of the FBI Russia investigation. The former deputy director is Rod Rosenstein. Here is Rod Rosenstein and his opening statement just about an hour ago.
You may make your statement.
Well, thank you, Chairman Graham, Ranking Member Feinstein, and other members of the committee. Thank you for inviting me to join you today. When I was sworn in as Deputy Attorney General on April 26, 2017, I became responsible for helping the Attorney General to supervise 115,000 Department of Justice employees and to oversee hundreds of thousands of cases. One of the most important matters pending in the department was an investigation of Russian election influence schemes. Attorney General Sessions had complied with his legal obligation to recuse himself from that investigation 7 weeks before I arrived, and the matter had been under the supervision of Acting Deputy Attorney General Dana Bente as a result. Many federal agents and prosecutors were working on criminal cases that officials considered potentially relevant to Russian election meddling. As a result of events that followed the departure of the FBI director, I was concerned that the public would not have confidence in the investigation and that the acting FBI director was not the right person to lead it. I decided that appointing a special counsel was the best way to complete the investigation appropriately and to promote public confidence in its conclusions. As we now know, the eventual conclusions were that Russians committed crimes seeking to influence the election, and Americans did not conspire with them. A special counsel appointment was consistent with Department of Justice precedent. Attorney General Bill Barr and Attorney General Janet Reno each in the 1990s had appointed special counsels in several cases when they concluded that a prosecutor with some degree of independence from the department could best resolve sensitive matters. Now, recently, Attorney General Barr has assigned U.S. attorneys to take charge of significant investigations. But in May of 2017, there were only three confirmed United States attorneys remaining, all Obama administration appointees who had been ordered to resign and had been permitted to hold over for just a few months. Some people confuse special counsels and independent counsels. Independent counsels are appointed by federal judges. The Department of Justice does not supervise them. They often expand their jurisdiction, and they usually investigate for many years. In contrast, Special Counsel Mueller was supervised by the department with jurisdiction that was limited both in scope and in duration. I asked the special counsel to review each criminal allegation the FBI considered relevant to Russian election influence operations and recommend whether to close the matter, to investigate because it might be relevant to Russian election meddling, or to refer the matter to another prosecutor. I also established a supervisory chain of command within the department. Highly qualified department attorneys met regularly with the special counsel team to review recommendations about which matters to investigate and to approve significant steps in consultation with me. Whenever the special counsel proposed charges for which a United States attorney would need approval from the Department of Justice, from a headquarters division, those charges were reviewed, as usual, by the Tax Division, the National Security Division, or the Criminal Division. Now, I understand that today's hearing may focus on the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. When I served as Deputy Attorney General, every FBI FISA application was written by agents and attorneys, reviewed by supervisors, sworn under oath by a federal agent, and certified by the FBI director. Before any application was submitted to the court, a senior department official, either the Attorney General, the Deputy Attorney General, or the Assistant Attorney General for National Security.
Okay, that is Rod Rosenstein. I want to take you live to the Senate Judiciary Committee. John Kennedy, the Louisiana U.S. Senator, he is fascinating to listen to. And let's go there right now.
We're not junior G-men or G-women. They were senior officials at the FBI. And as I understand it, please correct me, General, if I'm wrong. They were navel deep in Misfire Hurricane and the Mueller investigation. Navel deep. They were decision makers. And you made these emails public, which I appreciate. But what we're talking about here is not a routine, run-of-the-mill FBI case. This was an investigation of the President of the United States of America. And this was the investigation of a presidential campaign. And here's what I've never understood. When these emails became public, and you knew about them, when you learned about them, you did the right thing. You made them public. I presume you made them available to Mr. Mueller, Mr. Strzok, and Ms. Page were removed from the Mueller investigation. Nobody gets fired around here. It's easier to divorce your spouse than to fire somebody. But why didn't you or somebody or some other senior official at the Department of Justice or the director of the FBI or somebody else senior at the FBI say, wait a minute, stop a second, I need to. That we're investigating a president and a presidential campaign. I'm going to ask some hard questions here. Maybe I shouldn't have been trusting people that are telling me this stuff. If you or some of your colleagues in the Trump administration had done that, you would have seen that the FBI had already said General Flynn didn't do anything wrong. And that the FBI agents who tried to entrap him at the White House had said, well, he's not lying. And y'all, I'm not just putting it on you, but y'all would have found that the Steele dossier was unadulterated BS. And you would have found that some people at the FBI had been lying to you. Lying about the warrant applications.
That's John Kennedy. John Kennedy, the senator from Louisiana, fascinating guy. Now you want to talk about somebody that I'd love to sit down over a couple of beers with? There he is. It's easy. I like the analogy to getting a divorce, though. Getting fired. In the Justice Department is virtually unheard of. Stick around. More to do as we continue. Coming up, Chuck Muth, the president of Citizen Outreach. Also, Megan Barth from ReaganBabe.com and Lenny Davis, the COO at SRT Special Services. You know, with the casinos opening, all the casinos are going to have very expensive, really, really expensive thermal imaging to determine who's got a fever and who doesn't have a fever. These kind of gizmos are available to us as consumers, and they're not that expensive. Churches and doctor's offices and all, hey, you can have this kind of technology. Well, we'll talk about that and more coming up. Live and local now.